We are joined on the air by Jody Baxt of Array Sustainable Living. She is the developer and founder. Jody, thanks so much for joining us. We're excited to have you and hear more about this project that you're doing. You were just out there helping us with our community calendar giveaway, which you are featured in, which is pretty exciting. And it seemed like the event went pretty well. How much were you able to see of it?
Yeah, the event went really well.
Yeah.
They gave away about 60 calendars, which is... It's good.
It's great. I got a little note saying that we were almost all out of the Chick-fil-A vouchers too, which I know was a big draw for people in addition to the calendar. And we've just been so pleased with the feedback that we've gotten from it and how many people are interested in it. And you are part of it with your business here. We're going to be talking about North Carolina's first fully sustainable green neighborhood, which you have founded. It is a 12-lot neighborhood that will be the state's first 100% net zero energy residential community, and it's just 10 minutes west of downtown Carrboro and Chapel Hill. Jody, I feel like that's the best place to start. When we hear net zero energy, what does it mean for a home to be net zero energy?
Thanks for starting with that question. So net zero energy homes, they produce as much energy as they use. These homes are far more efficient than a what we call a standard code built home. They are extremely energy efficient, and they have appropriately sized solar systems so that they actually achieve net zero energy in producing, you know, as much or more energy than they use. So environmental sustainability is built into every aspect of a net zero energy home, from how the house is positioned on the lot to, just to name a few, the insulation, the wall systems, and the overall tightness of the house. And today, most net zero energy homes are connected to the electric power grid, and the grid serves as the backup source or the battery source for the home when the house needs more energy during the highest peak times of energy usage. So the homes in Array, since they're going to be producing as much or more energy than they use, they won't really have any electric power bill. The
Sure.
only bill is for them to be connected to the grid so that they can use it for storage. So the power bill should be about $24 a month.
That's pretty incredible. And
Yeah.
So people living in these houses, I imagine that they are designed in a way it is a little bit different from normal relying on solar, right? Or is it just
it's
normal
just,
living? I mean, does
just
it feel
normal living?
It's pretty incredible that.
Yeah.
How are you guys able to accomplish that? I mean, is it special like appliances that are in there? I mean, it's kind of hard to fathom exactly completely relying on the sun, but it's also incredible that we have the technology to do so.
Yeah, and it's not just putting a solar array on a house. It's also the materials that go into building it. It's positioning the house on the lot to get maximum exposure to the sun. And today, there are building materials that are far more efficient. They're more expensive, you know, and as demand goes up for these type of houses, then the prices will come down.
What was your inspiration to do something like this? Obviously, this community is pretty keyed into the environmental impact and keeping an eye on climate footprints and ongoing climate change. What spurred you to decide to found and begin creating this net zero energy neighborhood? And then what also inspired you for it to be here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro area?
I mean, the inspiration really is that we can do it. You know, we can achieve and be part of the whole process or the, you know, community or the world, you know, of people that are working to reduce your carbon footprint. And we can, and they've been doing it in commercial real estate for a while. And it can be achieved with our residential homes in the way that we live. We can make choices, you know, to bring our carbon footprint down. So the inspiration is actually part of it was the land itself. It's just so beautiful, and it's a gorgeous 60-acre parcel, and there's a beautiful pond, and there's streams, and it's just, you want to protect it, and you want to protect it in the best way possible. So having the houses have the least impact, you know, that they can, plus retaining 56% of the neighborhood in kind of dedicated natural open space, if you will. And there are wetlands on the property also, and they will be protected and managed and monitored by Orange County. So it's really about protecting the environment and doing what we can to reduce our carbon footprint.
Speaking with Jody Bax, the developer and founder of Array Sustainable Living, which is bringing us this conversation. So, Jody, mentioning that and keeping the land how it is, we know that this is a 12-lot neighborhood. What options do people have to, make their house their own? Is there stuff that they can do to kind of customize their house that are different from their neighbors that they can add in? Or do they need to be specific ways based on the net zero energy standards that you guys have in place?
There's not going to be a lot of restrictions in the neighborhood. You know, that's not what the neighborhood is really about. So there will be a minimum square footage of about 1,200 square feet and no cap on the upper boundary. Someone can build any size house they really want to. The requirements are going to be, from a design standpoint, that they be the term of art that we call transitional to contemporary in style, because you want some kind of uniformity, if you will, in the neighborhood, and that they meet the standards, the National Green Building Standards, and the standards that we've set out for the neighborhood, and that they're net zero energy. So these are going to be custom homes, and we have some builders and architects listed on our website, ArraySustainableLiving.com, that people can talk to. But if they have a relationship with a builder and or architect that they want to use and they can achieve the standards, they are absolutely welcome to use anybody that they would like to build their home.
Well, you mentioned the National Green Building Standard, and Array Sustainable Living is certified by that. Can you give a little description of what that is, what that means?
Yeah, the National Green Building Standard is the most widely accepted kind of rating system for building green, or what we're calling today actually high performance homes. It's the kind of the new phrase, because green kind of gets, there's many shades of green, and high performance homes kind of explains better what we're talking about.
Sure.
So with the National Green Building Standards, there's actually six areas of criteria that a house has to kind of meet all the particular standards: the site design, resource efficiency, energy efficiency, water efficiency, indoor air quality, and building operation and maintenance. And it's also important, from a certification standpoint, homeowners want this. It's good for them to have it, because it also feeds into explaining the value that this brings to the table. That piece of paper that says, yes, I've been third-party certified, and we achieve these standards.
That makes sense. We are speaking with Jody Bax, the developer and founder of Array Sustainable Living, who is bringing us this conversation, and she is also featured in our 2021 community calendar, which we were doing a big giveaway today. Jody, now that we have entered 2021, Array is set to break ground pretty soon. Is that correct?
We are keeping our fingers crossed.
Right,
We just got word that we've submitted for our final permitting, and this has been a 2-year process. So we're really, really happy and grateful to be at this point. And we're hearing, good things. And so we should have our approvals. It shouldn't be too much longer. We're working with the county, and then once we have our approvals, then we can work towards breaking ground on the road, with our goal being like the end of the first quarter.
Sure. And so that's a little bit more down the road. Is there anything in particular that you are looking forward to in the coming year? Is that the permitting, or are there some more goals that you guys have?
Oh, yeah. I mean, once we get the road going, then we're going to be also working on the other details of the neighborhood. Just fun stuff, like we're designing the sign. So that's a kind of a creative part. We're going to be putting in the walking path. It'll be a really nice walking path. It's almost 60 acres, and people love to get out there and walk their dogs. And so we've always knew from day one that it was important to have a walking path go around the entire neighborhood. There's also, we'll be finalizing the details and finishing off a neighborhood gathering place. And then there's also going to be a community garden, and we're going to need to get water. You know, it's actually going to be from the pond. There will be water that feeds that area for the community garden. So we're excited to put all of the details in place so people can really see and appreciate the neighborhood.
That is pretty exciting times. You can go to ArraySustainableLiving.com to learn more about the neighborhood and environmental sustainability as a living goal. Jody, thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us today about your business.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.